Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. to increase support for retaking Mosul. 8 U.S. attack helicopters will join Iraq's campaign to capture the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says as many as 200 additional U.S. troops will provide crews for the helicopters, help with logistics, and provide advice.
We're going to provide financial assistance to the Peshmerga. This with agreement of the Prime Minister Abadi, which is how we do everything. Here to bolster what has been, namely the Peshmerga, one of the most effective fighting forces against ISIL.
Carter had traveled to Iraq to talk with U.S. commanders and Iraqi leaders. Brazil is awaiting the next step in the impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff. In 6 hours of raucous voting Sunday, Brazil's lower house of Congress voted overwhelmingly to start the impeachment process. The Senate could vote in early May to proceed with impeachment against Ms. Rousseff. China says a military plane has landed on one of its country's man-made islands in the disputed South China Sea. It is China's first public acknowledgement of such a mission. China's state-run media said Monday the plane was on a patrol in the area when it received an emergency call to land on Fiery Cross Reef to evacuate 3 injured construction workers. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered outside the U.S. Supreme Court Monday. Inside, the justices were hearing arguments in the case U.S. versus Texas. That case involves a lawsuit questioning the legality of President Barack Obama's executive orders on the issue of immigration. This is VOA News.
I need your help tomorrow. It's a big election, a primary election in the Democratic
U.S. Congress. Presidential candidates campaigned Monday in New York. That's Hillary Clinton, we're hearing. A day ahead of the state's crucial Democratic and Republican presidential primaries, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders trails Ms. Clinton in opinion polls and is throwing a nighttime concert in New York City to campaign. On the Republican side, businessman Donald Trump is in the lead over his 2 rivals, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. An Israeli police official says a bus explosion in the heart of Jerusalem Monday wounded at least 15 people. The blast was originally thought to be a malfunction on the bus, but officials now say the cause was due to an explosive device. Officials are investigating the incident as a terrorist attack. The death toll from an earthquake in Ecuador has risen to 350. Rescuers are continuing to pull bodies from flattened buildings. Rescuers Monday pulled 3 people out of rubble at a collapsed shopping center. A United Nations envoy says the Syrian opposition has postponed its participation in peace talks due to what it calls government violations of a ceasefire. Both sides are accusing the other of ceasefire violations.
Possibly at my own suggestion, to pursue technical discussions with myself and my team, particularly on the issues related to Resolution 2254 and the political transition.
United Nations mediator Stefan de Mistura, he says that negotiations will continue and that the rebel delegation will remain in Geneva for technical discussions. The UN launched the latest round of indirect peace talks last week between the Syrian government and opposition. Mistura says he envisions multiple rounds of talks in order to reach an agreement on a political transition with a new constitution and elections for Syria. United Nations envoy to Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, says peace talks that were set to start Monday between Yemen's warring parties have been delayed. He said he was working to overcome the latest challenges and urged delegations to show good faith and participate in the talks. Yemeni government officials accused Houthi rebels of intentionally delaying the process, which is aimed at ending an 18-month conflict. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke with South Sudan's president and the top rebel leader Monday, urging them to quickly establish their transitional government. That's seen as a vital step to ending the country's civil war. The telephone calls came as rebel leader Riek Machar prepared to return to the capital, Juba, to be sworn in as first vice president. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.